We hear again from Luke chapter 2. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. In the name of Jesus. The shepherds out in the hills watching the sheep, they listen for wolves. They guard from danger. They're not supposed to be afraid of anything. But then suddenly, the angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord shone around them. Luke 2, verse 9. So the shepherds, now they're greatly afraid. But not just because of the spectacle in the sky, also because of what the angels said, their message. The angels had said, "There is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger." Luke 2:11. This little child, by coming into this world, causes these grown men to shake in fear. Because this baby in a manger, heralded by the holy angels, is holy God himself, Christ the Lord. The shepherds are men of this world. They're not naive. They know how unholy the world around them is. They know that if you don't guard your sheep, they'll be stolen. That's an unholy world. They know how even children and babies have to be protected from those who do violence. They know of families not kept in the Lord's word. That even includes them sometimes. They know also of God's holiness. But now they get to see how holy God will come into this unholy world. God appoints a specific place, not impressive, Bethlehem. He appoints a specific time, not impressive either, the days of Caesar Augustus. He sets a specific person, not impressive in the eyes of the world, Mary. And at this time of his choosing, this designated place, this person, God places a holy baby. When all the eyes of this world, unholy eyes, all of them, when they look on the holy baby, there has to be fear. Because no sinner can stand in the holiness of God, and now this holiness is coming right up to their faces. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight. We too fall silent. What else can unholy ones do when standing at God's face? Along with the shepherds, we know the unholiness. It's our own sin. It's our world's sin around us. It covers us in shame. It's all the sickness and death brought by sin. All this sin in us, around us, inherited from Adam and Eve, we're born into it, unholy, even from our own conception. The sinful heart, though, is deceitful. So we lie to ourselves. Any unholiness that our heart constructs, though, is false. What's to be done? We're tempted to try to construct our own holiness in our own hearts. We even try to make it sound like it's up to our hearts to call Jesus or choose him or whatever else, as if our heart, a sinful heart, has any say in this. The baby rescues us from that temptation. After all, the baby Jesus did not come into our hearts. He came at a certain location, Bethlehem of Judea. So holiness does not come from our desires, our choices, our spirits, our hearts, or anything else of us. It comes from outside of us. It comes from the Holy One, Jesus. So that when God placed this baby in that manger in Bethlehem, shepherds quake in fear. And Herod, the powerful king, trembled so that he even came up with a plan to kill the holy baby. When God sets holiness in front of sinners, we fear. All mouths are stopped. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight. But then the angels say, "Fear not." They will not have it. Fear not, for I bring to you the gospel of joy, which is to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Fear not, the great word of comfort from the angels. It is true that this baby is the Holy One, and it is true that all men are unholy. But here is the good news. Here is the gospel. We learn it from the angels. It is this: the Holy One comes into the flesh to forgive your sin. He brings you into his holiness. The Holy Son of the Father is born not to condemn the sinner, but to die for the sinner. Not to convict, but to absolve. Fear not, says the angels, for this baby is to you a message of joy. The silent night, then, is silent no more. The shepherds who quaked in fear now embrace the baby. This baby is the Lord's holiness to them, for them, God's free gift, its grace. And all in the church at the time of Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, and the church at our time too, for it is one church, all of the church are gathered around the Holy One. He gathers us together to hear his name, to hearken to his word of forgiveness, to receive the gifts of his service, to be given his blood of life. And the words we hear from him are the pure gospel. Fear not, I forgive you all your sin. Jesus, the Holy One, came into the world to be with the unholy ones, to take their unholiness to himself, upon himself, and to put it to death on the cross. The unholy ones, you, me, our children, the unholy ones, he cleanses us, and by his word, he takes away our fear. At his word, you stand holy. In the name of Jesus, amen.